been known by all. We know that holy tradition comes to us in many forms, right? Comes to us through the Holy Scriptures, through the lives of the saints, through the writings of the Holy Fathers, through sacred art and iconography. One of those ways that holy tradition is communicated to the church is the sacred canons. For us to be ignorant of the sacred canons, just because some people are misusing them, is to deprive ourselves of the fullness of the Orthodox faith. And to take a portion of holy tradition and to simply lop it off. It's not a reasonable option for mature Orthodox clergymen. If you throw away the canons, of course, especially the canons that are dealing with the healing of the soul, you leave yourself with no alternative except your own resources and your own mind. That's not a very good alternative. It's not a very good alternative. And I put a little note there. The last time I looked, being in America, we should all know it's pretty darn dangerous to read the Bible. 35,000 sects all claiming to be Christian and to authentically represent pure biblical truth. 5 new groups registered in the United States government every week in the United States. Do we look at that and say, well, because so many people are reading and misusing the Bible, therefore we shouldn't read the Bible? Or do we say, no, we should read the Bible more carefully. We should read the Bible more carefully in the line of the Holy Fathers. And that's the same thing with the canons. Just because they're being misused, as they are sometimes, we should be more careful. We should talk about them together and look at what the Fathers have said about the canons and how they're to be explained and do what we're doing here. Have education about them so that they can equip us, because they're given by the Holy Spirit of God, to be the means of putting the oil and the wine on those who are wounded with sin. We have to be careful, diligent, patient, patristic, and humble in our use, and know the cures of sins, what wounds are to be cauterized, what are to be incised, what wrapped in a cast, which ones need to have wine, which is a symbol of severity, poured on, or oil, which is a symbol of gentleness. Because we are the innkeepers, right, in the Good Samaritan parable. We're those who are guarding the inn, taking care of those who are sick, until our Savior, the Good Samaritan, comes to raise them up whole. So we must be competent in spiritual pharmacology. We also must be competent and experienced in sin. Now, no, please no funny comments about that. I can just hear it now. Yes, Father, this is the one area you're very competent in. I don't mean necessarily competent in sin by experience, but we have to understand the nature of diseases and know what is connected to what. And if a person has this tendency, what else will be associated with that tendency? If someone, for instance, always talks, they have the disease of blab, what are those other sins that are associated with that? Or if a person has a weak disposition, what will be those sins that they are most tempted to? Because then we can warn them against them, and we can encourage them and strengthen them in the opposites. So we should be experienced in sin. We also should know how to evaluate the seriousness of a sin. What sins are those that are unto death? And what sins are those that are much more minor? And what sins are those that will require abstention from Holy Communion to be healed? And what sins do not require that? I want to just draw up a little continuum. If we make this a continuum for any sin, we should know how it progresses. So let's say we start here with anger, and we end over here with the ultimate fruit of anger, which is murder. We should be able to trace, with whatever the sin is, the steps from here to there to see what's coming. What would that be for anger? Harsh words and usually internal heat, right? When someone's getting angry, usually you feel it in here. Elder Joseph the Hesychast has such a beautiful word about that. He says, the way to conquer anger is when you start to feel it moving, imagine that it is a venomous snake in your stomach.